You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 170, My Schedule. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? All right, welcome back. Friends, I'm excited about this episode because this helps me get my school planned. And it is last year, it's one of my highest episodes listened to was just my schedule. So I'm just going to be going off the cuff here and talking about my schedule because I love talking about homeschool, so I get to do what it is I want to do. I think one of my darlings might have played with my microphone, so I think there we go. Okay, so first things first, you don't have to do what I do with my schedule. This is totally something that we're going to try this year, and it may be amazing. We may find out quickly that it doesn't work and it's not awesome. But I'm okay. I'm totally okay because everything is just information. If you get easily overwhelmed, like, wow, Meg is doing all of these things, don't listen to this episode. It's not for you. If you are just open to ideas and maybe some of my book suggestions or different things that I'm doing, then by all means, tune in. So wherever you are, this is just what we're doing for this year. So this is for 2022 to 2023. Now, I don't have the whole year planned, but this is what we'll be doing and starting with. Some of our things will be the whole entire year, so I will tell you all those things, but some of them I just have this term planned. So I'm going to let you know. So this year I have four kids homeschooling. I have my Josh is 15. He would be, I got to think about this, 10th grade. Then my Tess is 14 and she would be going into 9th grade. My Brigham is 11 and would be going into 6th grade. And my little Georgie is 5 and he would be going into kindergarten. So that's kind of where my kids are. So I'm going to do what we are going to do for group stuff. And then I will go through my children individually. So group stuff is a little bit interesting because Joshua will not always be required to do group stuff with us. He is going to be working a lot of mornings, but if he's not working, he will be invited to do group stuff with us. I have found as teens get older that they're not always excited to do group stuff with little kids. So I just kind of play that by ear. Tess, however, she still liked it last year. So she said she is going to still do some group stuff with us. So let me kind of tell you what we will be doing as we do group stuff. So my plan is to start school at 9:30. And usually what happens is I do pretty good with that until we get towards later in the year. And it slowly goes back to 10. But we can usually start school by 9:30 to 10. And that means that we've already worked out together as a family. And we've actually already done scriptures as a family, eaten breakfast, and done our chores. So I actually feel pretty good about that. So 9:30 in the morning-ish, we're going to start school. And I'm excited about this one because this last year we have two ukuleles. And so we started learning some music with ukuleles. And so I thought, how fun to incorporate that as part of our school. So that is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing song. And I bought some awesome ukulele songbooks. Oh, no. And I don't have where I purchased them from. Let me see if that will pull up real quick. Okay. I don't have where I purchased that from. But it has primary songs. It had picking patterns. He had a YouTube channel. So I'm really excited. And I'm actually going to buy a third ukulele because why not? And I might get George like a toy ukulele so he can just kind of be with us and participate with us, but not actually ruin a nice ukulele because Tess wants to do it too. So Tess, Briggy, and I will be really learning our ukulele skills and doing song every morning. And that's been fun. It's interesting because I looked at what I spent this year for most of the school year, and it actually was only about, so I spent about $400 for four kids for kind of the full school year and half of the school year. And I feel really good about that because that's not a whole lot of money spent. And so that doesn't include buying the ukulele yet. So they'll have that purchase on top of it, but I'm not paying for a ukulele teacher. I'm just going to learn right there with them. So that's a ton of fun. So if you are tight financially and you want your kids to learn an instrument, it's so fun to learn it right along with them. For several years, I was my children's piano teacher. And it's funny because they've actually all, not all of them, but a bunch of them have progressed beyond my skills and their ability to understand music. And it was so fun because I was just in a place where hiring a piano teacher wasn't really in the budget. And so I just did it myself. But I want to learn the ukulele. So my kids are excited to do it with me. And so I'm excited to not spend that money on a teacher and just do it myself. So that's going to be fun. So we'll be starting with a ukulele and doing primary songs and then Christmas songs and some hymns. So that'll be fun. We actually have been doing some folk songs this year. So I've loved that. So we'll do our song, then our prayer, and then we'll do memorization. And this year we've decided to memorize, and I know we say it wrong, the proclamation to the world on the family. Is that what it's called? I always call it the family proclamation. The family, a proclamation to the world. So I have memorized that with my older children, and I just felt like it was so important with everything going on in the world to start memorizing that again. And I told them, for everybody who memorizes the whole thing, we'll do a prize at the end of the year. Then we are going to do Spanish flashcards. And I found an awesome thing on Amazon where it was colors, and it would just be cards that have the colors. It'd be numbers, animals, and just different things like that. My husband is a Spanish speaker, so he will be practicing speaking Spanish with us, and we'll just be working on our vocabulary. And as we progress, I may find a grammar program or something like that. But right now, we're just going to get familiar with the vocabulary, speaking a little bit in our home, just little fun stuff like that. And then we'll be doing our read aloud. So that will kind of be, oh yes. And so that will be like the everyday that we'll just be doing. Then we will go to subject of the day. And everything I write with my school stuff is with a pencil, because if I try this out and after a week or two, it's pure chaos, I'm going to adapt and adjust. So already looking at this, I may be adjusting it, but I may keep it. So we'll see. So on Mondays, we're going to be doing writing. I've gotten some, I believe it's called Creative Writing from The Good and the Beautiful. So we're going to be doing that. And then I love to throw in just fun writing games. I have this one game where it's once upon a time there was a, and you draw an adjective and then draw a type of person, right? So a beautiful princess, a quiet mouse. So person or right, just like a noun. So, and then it goes through and like they want more than anything, they wanted a house. So you just draw a card, right? But they didn't have enough. And then you say the obstacle, money. So they, and then you get to write a story. And my kids think that this is hilarious. I always do it with them because it is funny. And we draw pictures and we laugh and we have a good time. So just making writing really fun. So another thing that I was thinking about on Mondays is adding in meal prep. I have been meal prepping a lot with my kids this summer, and it is a night and day difference, and it has been so much nicer. The only thing I'm wondering about is maybe doing it on Saturday. So I've actually just gone grocery shopping. It's fresh. Either way, I have to go grocery shopping on Saturday to make it happen. So we may do it on Saturday. We may do it on Monday. I'm not quite sure. We're going to play around with it and figure it out. And then after that, I will do Minute with Mom. So that'll be our Monday schedule. Then let's say about around noon, we'll have lunch. And Josh and Tess will go to seminary from 12:30 to 2. So that will kind of be our schedule on Monday. On Tuesdays, same thing in the morning, song, prayer, memorization, Spanish read aloud. Then the subject of the day will be baking. And it's usually something fun that we're baking that we will actually bake for our poetry and tea time. And I really love that because helping them have fun skills, teaching them how to make healthy treats and stuff like that. So that's been a ton of fun. And everybody loves tea time. So we cannot get rid of that. There would be mutiny. Let's see, then a minute with Mom. And then let's see, Wednesdays, once again, song, prayer, memorization, Spanish read aloud. And on Wednesdays, we're going to do science. And I have the Good and the Beautiful Caves book that we are going to study for science this year. And I have some fun caves that we're going to go to. There's a cave right in my backyard that we're going to go to, just around different caves we're going to go try and find and check out. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then we'll also be doing art. And instead of really studying, what I've been thinking about is I have them draw, is read a little bit about an artist and studying it. But I have just know my cute little Briggy gets really burned out real fast if we just read too much. So as long as he can be doing movement and doing something, he's much more excited to do school. So Art, I'm going to mix it up with some things from The Good and the Beautiful. They have a book of how to draw birds, how to do vintage art, and shows you how to draw things. And that one gets progressively harder. They also have fun crafts to do. So just mixing it up. My kids really like that and they really enjoy it. On that day, Joshua and Tess go to speech and debate in the morning. And in the afternoons, I am doing a boys club with Briggy with some other 11-year-old boys. And we'll be doing a Knights of Freedom type thing. They'll be reading a high quality book each month. They will be learning leadership skills. And then each mom will do a rotation of what she will be in charge of. And I am debating between doing a forest school because I think that sounds super fun. Maybe taking them hiking. Or if my neighbor, if I can talk him into it, has a wood shop and seeing if he would want to do a wood shop class with the boys. So that's up in the air, but that'll be on Wednesdays. On Thursdays, once again, song, prayer, memorization, Spanish read aloud. Then we're going to do geography. And I have wooden puzzles. I think it's called Geo Puzzles off of Amazon. We will be working on that. And those have been fun because when we do Battle of the Brains and we have the puzzles, what we do is either who can put the puzzle together the fastest, or if it takes a really long time to do the puzzle, say, hey, in 1 minute, who can get the furthest? So just different variations of that, but those have been a lot of fun. If there is a song I can find that goes along with the geography we're studying, we're going to be doing Europe for our geography. And Europe is a little bit tricky because country names have changed and things have changed. So if I find a good song of the basic countries and whatnot, then we'll be doing that as well. And then history. And my history is beyond eclectic. And it's kind of a well-educated heart style. Well, I'll be changing each month with what we'll be doing with history, even though everything else will be by term. So like I said, I'm all over the place. But I'm really, really excited about this. And I've been studying a lot about the history and I've been pre-reading the books. And it is time consuming, but it is really fun and it gets me excited to teach it to them. So let's see, for history, what I will be using, what I wanted did not exist. So then you have to create it yourself. So what I'm going to be kind of using as a guide to just simplify it is I found these books on Amazon called Simple History, and it's like a simple guide to, and then whatever, and they are by Daniel Turner. So I'm going to be using that as just kind of being able to give an overview of an area. Then part of my kids' individual reading will be specific books to the era and genre that we are reading. So let me kind of tell you what we're doing. Again, let me get through my notes. So month number one, we will be studying World War I. And I'm really excited about this because I feel like I know nothing about World War I. I've already read a couple books about it and I thought, oh, this is interesting. I still agree that war is horrible. So what I'll have Tess read, so this will just be Tess and Briggy reading these things, and George will participate with this with the group stuff, but obviously will not be doing any individual reading because he's 5. So Tess will be reading, and Briggy actually read the same book, Lines of Courage. And I don't know that I have the author written down on all of these, but that's by Jennifer Nelson. And it's a historical fiction of World War I. And it actually has a French person, a British person, a German person, Austro-Hungarian person, and a Russian. So kind of their different perspectives and what they went through during the war and all those different types of things. So it gave a really fun overview of the fun of with a war. That's an interesting concept, but it gave a really good overview of the war in a very engaging, good story. So they'll both be reading that. And then Tess will also be reading World War I short stories by Bob Blaisdell. And these are supposed to be stories written by actual soldiers in the trenches and little short stories. Brigham will be reading Where the Poppies Grow. And so this book is really simple, has pictures. Just like I've beefed up his schedule this year, so I don't want to overwhelm him too much. So he usually has a more challenging book and an easier book so that he can get that confidence going and knows that he can do it. So it's Where the Poppies Grow. Sorry, I do not have the author. So then month number two, we will be doing Russia and the Great Depression. So Russia overlaps, the Russian Revolution starts happening during the end of World War I. So then we will continue into that into month number two. So Tess, I'm having her read, oh, I don't have it down here. It's about the Romanov family. Let's see if I wrote it down somewhere else. I did not, sorry. It's about the Romanov family and just the last czar of Russia and how the things going on with him and how Lenin was able to come in and overthrow him. That's kind of the Bolshevik Revolution and all those things. Brigham will be reading The Wild Children by Felice Holman, if I can read my handwriting, where it talks about these children who lived during the Russian Revolution and kind of their experience with it. I am currently reading the Romanov book, and so far it's pretty darn good. I've also read Lines of Courage, and I like that. Then for Briggy, for the Depression, I got tasked The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Depression, the Great Depression in the U.S., and Brigham, I got What Was the Great Depression, and those are just really simple books. Tess really loves the Politically Incorrect Guide, so I own a lot of those. So in November, we're going to be going into World War II, and Tess has read so much about World War II. She's read Corrie Ten Boom. She's read, some other books by Jennifer Nielsen. I can't remember which ones, like Resistance or something like that. She's read a lot of different stories about the Holocaust, and a lot of that, like, what's his name? Dietrich Bonhoeffer, like just read a lot of books like that. So hers will be actually, she's going to read Hiroshima by John Hersey. And Hersey has a couple other books. Did I have him? No, maybe not. But so she's going to read about Hiroshima, just kind of a different perspective of World War II. And then there's also a book by Albert Marin, I believe, and it's about Hitler. And it was recommended on, I saw it in several places like Beautiful Feet and a couple other book places that I like to review. And they both had that book. So I thought that looked interesting for her. For Briggy, he has not read Corrie Ten Boom. And I think that's one of the most beautiful stories ever. And so he will be reading about Corrie Ten Boom. And then he will be reading more of the What Was That book? Like, what was the Holocaust? What was D-Day? What was Hiroshima? What was, like, all of that stuff? So they'll be studying that. And each month I have another book of simple history to kind of give me a guide that when we are talking on Thursdays and doing our history lesson, I'll be doing a little lesson. We'll probably do an activity or something like that, maybe watch something about something that we're learning and just kind of help them get an overview of this war. Oh, Pearl Harbor, stuff like that. Because December and November, we take off the whole week of November for Thanksgiving and usually around Christmas time. So I will be giving my kids 2 months to study World War II that will be going to November and December. So I'm just going to go to January so that I haven't completely overwhelmed anybody with my schedule, but I can kind of tell you the general subjects of what we'll be studying for the other months with history. But so in January, we're going to go back to Russia and we're going to study about Stalin. And there's a book, another book by Albert Marin about Stalin called Stalin. And there's the most beautiful historical fiction, if you'd like to cry, called Between Shades of Grey. And it is a historical fiction of people getting put into camps in Siberia and their experience with that. It is a little bit, I wouldn't say more adult, but just make sure your kid's mature enough. Like, always read their reviews. Just because I read these books doesn't mean that you agree with the same things to read with your children. So just always double check. Do your own research on that. For Briggy, I will actually be having him read a book by Jennifer Nielsen about the Berlin Wall called A Night Divided. Another book, if you are reading about Berlin or Stalin or anything like that, is, what's his name? Brother Andrew. He was smuggled in Bibles into Russia when they had Behind the Curtain Wall and all the Iron Curtain. So that's a really good book, but Briggy's already read that. And then I found a really good book that was recommended a lot called Breaking Stalin's Nose. And I just saw, I read a lot of the reviews and a lot of the things, so I haven't read that yet. And it looks like it's by Eugene. And I don't know if that's a first or last name. But so he'll be reading that. So I'll just kind of let you know what we're studying for the other months, but the books may change, so I won't go through that quite yet. So in February, we're going to study about China. So a lot of stuff with Mao. Briggy will be reading, because I already own these books, Red Scarf Girl, fantastic book, and China's Long March. And that kind of talks about Mao's long march as he goes through China and the Communist Revolution in China. In March, we're going to study about the Korean War. A lot of that is because I'm super curious about it, and I know nothing about the Korean War. I am going to have them. I do know I'm going to have them read the historical fiction called Brother's Keeper by Julie Lee. I've read that one and it was awesome. And in April, we're going to study about Vietnam. And I actually have one of my husband's friends they escaped from Vietnam when he was a kid, when he was a baby. And so I've asked him for some books that he would recommend about us understanding Vietnam and all those types of things. So he said he'd get back to me. Some people recommended some books, Escape from Saigon, Where the Wind Leads. So I don't really quite know, but there is a What Was the Vietnam War book that I'll probably grab as well, just to help Briggy have something simple. What I thought might be kind of fun as we are getting really in depth into certain history, because some of this might not be the most uplifting things of showing this country of a revolution that killed a lot of people. So I thought it might be fun as our read aloud to maybe do the beautiful part of that country and their legends, their folk tales. With China, China has so many awesome folk tales and their legends and the things that they believe. So I thought that that could be really fun for our read alouds as we go through those months, and I'll find those as we go through the school year. So that will be a lot of fun. I'm going to grab a drink real quick. Okay, so let me go through each kid's schedule. If you are still here, you're amazing. This is a lot of information, but I know a lot of people like to hear a schedule just to get ideas. All right, so my Joshua, he actually didn't do a whole lot of homeschool with us, and he mostly did College for America and Southern New Hampshire University. And we just both realized that he needed to be home a little bit more. And so you experiment and you try things, and then you adapt and adjust and you try again and hope it works. So he will still be doing College for America, and he's going to cut back his work hours a little bit because he worked a lot of hours and made it a little bit tricky to be doing some other things with us. So he'll be doing scriptures. Honestly, whatever they're reading for seminary, that's what he'll be reading. I don't know off the top of my head. Math, I said, he's good at math and he likes math. And I said, let's just keep up with math. So I'm going to have him, actually all my kids will be doing Learn Math Fast. He's going to be studying Preach My Gospel, a classic book. It looks like we have not picked that yet. So he can just pick something from our house because I don't want to buy another one. He will have speech and debate that he does through, I think they've changed the name, but it was the Wasatch Independent Debate League, and did that last year. Absolutely loved it. It was a super positive experience. So he's going to be doing that again. He's going to be doing a financial book, and he's doing Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Fantastic book. And relationships, he is, because he's going to start dating soon. So fun. He's going to be reading Real Love, and I believe that's by Greg Bauer. And I actually have all my kids read that before they date, to show them that other people are not in charge of their happiness. And as they start dating people, to realize that that person is not there to make you happy, but it's just to have fun and do different things like that, but be really being in charge of your own love and the way you feel. So that's Joshy's schedule. And then he'll be working as well. Let's see. And then seminary. So my Tessie girl, she is doing math, Learn Math Fast. She liked that. You friends. So excited about this. She just wants to keep homeschooling and doesn't want to do any online programs. And I love that. I'm so excited about that because she's so fun to do homeschool with. So Learn Math Fast. And then she really likes The Good and the Beautiful Language Arts, but because she's in an older grade, they switched to a high school program that's much more in depth and is a beefier curriculum. And she just likes the younger ones, like level 6 and level 7 and whatnot. So she's going to do the level 7, and I think it says course 7 of The Good and the Beautiful, because she likes to learn about it and likes the in-depth part, but doesn't want as much beef as the high school one. So history, I already talked to you about what book she'll be reading each month with those. So she'll have two books each month. And then her classic is The Count of Monte Cristo. So she always picks really cool books. She read Les Mis. It might have taken her a couple of years, but she powered through it and just picks really cool books. So she wanted to do Count of Monte Cristo. She is in an entrepreneur class that is an online class, and she's really excited about that. She's become quite the little entrepreneur, so that's been fun. She is doing speech and debate again with her brother. She also has seminary. For religion, she will be reading the book Modern Day Babylon. For economics and finance, she is doing another politically incorrect guide, and she's doing the one called Economics. For character book, she is reading The Obstacle is the Way. Our amazing piano teacher is going on a mission, but we will have her till November. So she's going to be taking piano with her until she goes on her mission, her piano teacher, and then we'll figure that out afterwards. Scriptures, she'll be reading those. And then she has a book club. And so she said, I just need that part of my school so that I can be making sure I keep up with my book club. So that's her schedule. Her entrepreneur class, what she'll be doing as part of her school with that will be, I will also be teaching her different skills with entrepreneurship and marketing. And so just always checking in, like, how's it going, and helping her with her business that she's creating. So that's my Tessie girl schedule. So my Brig, he is doing math. So he likes to do Life of Fred. So we're going to do Life of Fred together, and then he will do Learn Math Fast on his own. And honestly, he's 11 and we didn't do a whole lot of math last year besides Life of Fred. So I'm just starting him on book one just to help him feel confident and to know that he can do math and he's really good at it. Language arts, he's doing course 6 with The Good and the Beautiful. And what I have found with my Briggy is that if I do it with him, he's more than happy, but we never do a full lesson at one sitting. That's too much for his cute little brain. So we go until he's done. And that might be just one tiny little section, and he's happy and he does it and he doesn't complain. So I'm happy with that. He'll be reading his scriptures, history. I already told you all the books he's reading for history. Literature, he's going to be doing Little Lord Fauntleroy, and that's an adorable book. He will be doing handwriting and cursive, and he'll be doing Handwriting Without Tears, and he'll do their second book of handwriting, whatever, the cursive, that's what I mean. Character book, he will be reading Atomic Habits. Is that James? Yeah, James Clear. He also is in piano for right now until November, and so he'll be doing piano. He's going to be doing economics as well, and so he is reading the second book of Uncle Eric, and I can't remember what it's called. I know the first one is Whatever Happened to Penny Candy, and he read that. He's read all the Tuttle Twin books, so he's going to be doing the second book of Uncle Eric. And then with his boys club, he will have a book for that. Okay, last is my George. So Georgie, I think all of his stuff is from The Good and the Beautiful. So he is doing their language arts program. And I actually am doing the pre-K book with him right now, just before I jumped into the kindergarten one. And he loves it. And he thinks that's super fun. The Good and the Beautiful math book. And it is adorable. And I have never done a math book with a child until third grade. And I guess when you're the bonus baby, you get spoiled and can have whatever you want. And it is so awesome that it would have been really cool to have with all my kids. But I also have more bandwidth to do a lot more one-on-one school with George that maybe with the other kids, I was like, let's just play a game and call it good. So anyways, that's been a ton of fun. We do handwriting. There's a lot of handwriting in the two Good and the Beautiful books. So I have Handwriting Without Tears, but it seems a little bit overkill. So I haven't been doing that one as much. I also have Explode the Code. And he likes the games in it, but he doesn't want to do the handwriting. But he's doing so much other handwriting in the other two books that I've been okay with him just playing the games. And that's a lot of phonics, where he's just practicing, like, finding this sound, right? And it's like sink or pants. And can you draw a line to it, right? So that makes him happy. We do reading, just blending words, right? And just little picture books with that. And then I really felt impressed with him to start studying because I have so many teens and then this cute little guy. So with him, I am going to be doing a Book of Mormon picture book so he can get really familiar with the stories, even though the word, like, other than just reading the Book of Mormon, where it might be a little bit above him and not make sense to him. So that is the Thomas family schedule. I will eventually add links all into my Amazon books so you can see. I think I have it in my Instagram where it says current schedule. So I need to go in and update that. And so you can see a lot of these books, see if they're a good fit for you, and just see how it works for you. So anyways, I hope this gives you some ideas for your schedule and the things that you want to do. And if you could throw all this to the wind and just know that you get to be in charge of your schedule. And that's what's so amazing. And I know some mamas find that overwhelming that they get to be in charge of their schedule, but I think it's super fun because the history, I'm so excited to dive into these things that I've always wanted to know more about. Science, I'm doing a lot of adventuring and finding caves, and that's super fun because my Briggy's a goer and doer, and that's going to speak really well to his heart. But all of this, like, I'm so excited about. And so anyways, I would love for you to reach out to me, let me know what your schedule is or any questions you have. Please contact me and, like, let's all have an amazing school year. So anyway, there you go. Love you lots and have an amazing week.
Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.